For the last 12 years, on the last Saturday of August, thousands of people around the world step outside with some friends and some instruments with one goal in mind: to help us slow down and enjoy the music. This Saturday is Play Music on the Porch Day, and joining us to talk about it is Brian Mullman. All right, Brian, well, why don't you tell us about Play Music on the Porch Day? What is this? What is this initiative, and how did it get started?
Well, Play Music on the Porch Day started out as an idea of creating a global collaborative art piece. Being an artist, I found that when you collaborate with people, you really form a strong connection. And it seemed like it was possible with the technology available to do something on a global scale. So I'd been experimenting with a bunch of different things when I kind of came up with the idea of Play Music on the Porch Day. So I tried in other things and they didn't really take off. And the first time I did this one, it took off, like, with almost no push. So, you know, I had people all over the country and other countries participating. So I knew right away that this was the one. This one was going to work. So over the next year, I'd reached out. I researched stringed instruments around the world. And then I reached out to the players and told them about the idea and sort of brought in the first group of people around the world to participate. And it's just been growing since then. You know, now it's hard for me to keep up with. There's just so many people contacting me and asking questions and, you know, trying to repost and reshare that. And it's just been a wonderful thing all around.
Yeah, I was looking at the website and there are tags for, I'm guessing, what are all the people who've registered to participate in this?
Yeah, and not everybody registers. I mean, you know, so I have no idea what the actual numbers are like, you know.
All right. Well, why don't we, maybe the name explains it all, but why don't we explain what do people, it is you're asking them to do?
Yeah, it's a really simple idea. It's just go outside, maybe gather some friends, and play and sing together. It's less about a performance and an entertainment thing than it is just about sharing music and sharing this thing we love. And in at the same time, you're participating in this global collaboration with, you know, with people all over the world. And it's just in a way to, I have the slogan that's, what if for one day everything stopped and we all just listened to the music? Just hopefully a reminder that of our own humanity, and maybe in some way make the world better for one day, you know. But there's no real rules to it. You can kind of take it as you want to. If it's there's, you don't really have to play on a porch. You can just kind of play out, preferably outside, where you might be heard by somebody walking by or something like that, you know. But I know some people say in parts of the United States, it's 100 degrees. And then parts in Australia, it's the middle of winter and they get upset with me too. So it's, you know, people figure out how to do it. I have had people perform in hurricanes.
Whoa.
So, you know, I've had people perform in pretty rough weather. It's pretty interesting. Yeah.
It's a cool call to action. I have a back deck where I live, and I often go play my guitar out there, and it overlooks a golf course. So I know people playing their game of golf have to listen to me play my guitar. But it is always a nice moment when I get to spend some time out there, and it's a nice day. And so kind of compelling everybody around the world to participate in that, I think is really lovely.
And you're hitting the nail on the head. I think that aspect of music that's very personal is kind of at the core of this. You know, when I watch people playing guitar or any instrument, really, you look on their face and they're sort of clicked into this zone. And it doesn't matter what they're playing, any musician anywhere understands that feeling, you know?
Yeah.
So that's really a part of it, is getting everybody there.
Cool. Yeah. And to go back to the map thing, I am looking at the map again now, and it's, the whole of the U.S. is just covered in little spots where people have registered. Yeah. So you've got the United States is on board with this.
We're on board.
And I mean, you've got Alaska, you've got parts of Northern Canada, Hawaii's on there. But you know, you've even got and all of Europe seems covered on the zoomed out zone too.
Australia's really big. New Zealand's really big.
Anywhere where it looks like people actually live in Australia, people are participating in this.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have had some algorithm problems since the beginning. In the beginning, we really used to reach globally as about equally as we did in the U.S. and sort of English-speaking areas. You know, yeah. We really had, and they've sort of throttled that. So I'm really depending on people now to help, like one-on-one, get in touch with people all over the world. Early on, one of the early members is a guy named Tinashe from a band named Gwevedze in Zimbabwe. And we've become great friends. And we've met so many interesting people over the years, because he's been a part of this for so long too, that now we work together on these little mini documentaries that we're doing about different people. So those have been coming up about once a month for about 3 or 4 months now, which is a part of that I'm really proud of. We have Patreon supporters, so we're able to do other little things. Like we do this shareable guitar thing where I was making all these guitars and just sending them out into the world.
Oh, cool.
And then they'd go from person to person to person, and people would share a video, and some people took them on tour, and it was really fun. They've slowly disappeared, so I'm trying to figure out how to revive that. But those people that are on our Patreon have really taking it to the next level with the helping us do the documentaries and helping us do all these individual little projects.
Cool. Well, that's actually kind of plays into one of the questions I had, which was, how do you track everything that happens? You know, I can see that people register, but like, do you get to see videos over the years of people playing in different countries, or how does that work?
Yeah. I mean, you just do a Google search for Play Music on the Porch Day or any social media platform. I've learned about social media platforms through this because it just gets posted on everything, you know? I'll just sit there and just click through them. And that's one of the things that people tell me. It's like, I go back during the year, takes me a year to get through all the stuff that happened while they're out there playing. You know, for me, it's interesting because while everybody else is having a great day, I'm sort of stuck at my computer, making sure there's no glitches and just keeping things going and everything, you know, answering questions and stuff. But so I usually go back and just look at everything. If you share it on most of the social media platforms with the hashtag Play Music on the Porch Day, it will automatically be posted on our website, which is another thing that I thank the Patreon supporters for, too. Because that is a feature that is pretty expensive. So that is because of them. A lot of people have helped this thing. I'm really grateful because it's, you know, as an artist, you kind of want to see people connect with your idea. And it feels really good. And it's really nice, the generosity that people have and the passion that people have about it. And, you know, it feels like a real community. It's really wonderful.
Yeah, that's very cool. The website is playmusicontheporchday.com.
Correct.
For everybody following along in their car, wherever you're listening, you can check out the website and you can see all the people who've registered and some info about. I was looking at the live feed tab. What goes on that section of the website?
That's what I'm talking about, where if you post something from anywhere, and you post it with social media or with Play Music on the Porch Day as a hashtag, it'll automatically populate there. So when on the day, that thing's just filling up and filling up and filling up, and you can see anybody that's doing it. But you can also follow along on, you know, YouTube or Instagram or something. Anybody that does it sequentially, you can watch them come in as they come in. And it's neat because, like, New Zealand is kind of kicking it off. It goes all the way across, and I'm over here in Los Angeles, so we're part of wrapping it up at the end, and then, you know, so it's kind of fun.
Yeah,
so it goes over, it's a whole weekend by the time it's done, you know. It starts on Friday and it for me,
right,
you know, and it goes all the way through Sunday. So
we should tell people when the day is. When is Play Music on the Porch Day this year?
It's always the last Saturday in August, so okay. This year it's August 29th.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you have plans to play music on the porch, or are you going to be managing this website the whole time?
Well, I usually try to write a new song for it every year, just my own music, not like a song especially for it. But there are people who have actually written songs for it, which is just so cool. But yeah, so it's always my challenge to, I'm usually writing throughout the year, but then sort of I find one that's not finished and try to polish it off as my sort of personal goal or whatever. And then maybe I'll pop into a few local places that are doing it and just kind of hang out with people. It's fun to meet everybody,
Is your song ready? We're getting close.
It's almost there.
All
I gotta be able to do it all the way through still, but
right.
oh God, now I'm nervous.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh man. All right. Well, Brian, it's been a real pleasure to have you on with us today to talk about Music on the Porch Day. Again,
Well, I
it's
appreciate it.
going to be this Saturday, August 29th. You can register on the website, playmusicontheporchday.com, if you want to let people know how you'll be participating, or you can just go on the porch and play your music.
Just do it, yeah. Do however you want to, and know that you're participating in this worldwide thing.
Yeah.
And if you have people around the world that you can reach out to, please let them know, because this is the final stretch, and we need everybody's help
Yeah.
getting the word out.
So what does that look like? Because I always like to give my guests the last word, and that sounds like kind of like the one for you.
Yeah, this is it. I mean, we're like I said, we're in the final stretch, so we're whatever you can think of. Tag people, send private personal emails to people that you know that are around the world and ask them personally. And it's a lot of directly reaching out to people at this point. So anything you can do to get us into whatever countries that we're not reaching right now. One year we did 77 countries. I think this year we're right around 40. So
Okay.
like I said, we've increased in numbers in a lot of English speaking areas, but we would really like to be reaching out to, more and more countries.
Yeah, and do you think that you mentioned something about the algorithm before? Do you think that there's a challenge there in sharing through however your outreach methods are to certain locales?
Yeah, there is. I think if you go through your personal sharing on your personal page, they kind of keep you within your own market, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
So you're going to have a hard time reaching out to people beyond your usual type of person you interact with. So you kind of really do have to reach, which has been an interesting lesson for me in my own personal circles. It is you, if you want to reach outside your circles in your life, you have to work at it. We sort of attract similar creatures as us. So, it takes work to sort of reach beyond our circles. And that's what's required of this project a little bit, getting out there and challenging and getting out to as many people as possible. So, any help is appreciated.
All right. Well, if you know somebody in another country that you want to have participate and play music on the porch day, you can send them the website, Play Music on the Porch Day, and remind them that it's going to be this Saturday, August 29th. And all you got to do is go out there with an instrument and some friends and have a good time.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right, Brian. Anything we didn't chat about that you want to say to folks?
No, this sounds wonderful. I appreciate it.
Cool.
Great.
Brian, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're listening to X-Ray FM. Stay tuned.